The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 8th of June, 2008. It's the birthday of the architect Frank Lloyd Wright, born in Richland Center, Wisconsin, 1867, who became famous for designing houses in harmony with their surroundings. He said, "No house should ever be on a hill or on anything. It should be of the hill belonging to it." So his houses were usually low to the ground, hugging the earth, large fireplaces, small kitchens. Sometimes instead of interior walls, he'd use furniture to separate living spaces. He loved glass, natural light, geometrical designs, colored lines. He liked to design carpets with geometric patterns. Frank Lloyd Wright, who said, "The longer I live, the more beautiful life becomes. Give me the luxuries of life, and I will willingly do without the necessities." And it was on this day in 1867, Mark Twain set off on a tour of Europe and the Middle East, which gave him his first major book, The Innocents Abroad, came out 2 years later, 1869. He traveled with a bunch of American tourists on the first steamship to cross the Atlantic, a steam-driven sidewheeler called the Quaker City. Twain was living in New York at the time. He was a travel correspondent for a San Francisco newspaper, just beginning to be a writer. He had come out with his first book, The Celebrated Jumping Frog of Calaveras County and Other Sketches. It had not sold very well, though it made him some reputation. He thought a travel book would be a good idea. He didn't want to write a conventional one, and so he saw Europe through the eyes of himself, an American. In Florence, he wrote, "It is popular to admire the Arno. It is a great historical creek with 4 feet in the channel and some scows floating around. It would be a very plausible river if they would pump some water into it. They call it a river, and they honestly think it is a river, these dark and bloody Florentines. They even help out the delusion by building bridges over it. I do not see why they are too good to wade." He got back from the cruise. He had just 6 months to write a 600-page book. He wrote most of it in a tiny room in Washington, a lot of dirty clothes and cigar ashes and manuscript pages all over. He wrote about 200,000 words in 2 months. That's about 3,500 words a day. And he finished just before the deadline. The book came out 1869, sold by subscription, sold door-to-door by salesmen, and it sold more than 125,000 copies, and it established Mark Twain's reputation in America. Innocents Abroad, in which Mark Twain wrote, "The gentle reader will never, never know what a consummate ass he can become until he goes abroad." Here's a poem for today by John Updike, "Religious Consolation." One size fits all. The shape or coloration of the God or high heaven matters less than that there is one, somehow, somewhere, hearing the hasty prayer and chalking up the mite the widow brings to the temple. A child, alone with horrid verities, cries out for there to be a limit, a warm wall whose stones give back an answer, however faint. Strange, the extravagance of it. Who needs those 18 armed black collies, those musty saints whose bones and bleeding wounds appall good taste, those joss sticks, houris, gilded Buddhas, books Moroni etched in tedious detail? We do. We need more worlds. This one will fail. Religious Consolation, a poem by John Updike, from Americana and Other Poems, published by Alfred A. Knopf, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. and by Gather.com, where public radio listeners can stay in touch with who they know and what they love. You can discover unsigned musicians, discuss books, share pictures, and keep up with the world. People are talking at Gather.com. Produced by Thomas Schweitzker and Katrina Ciccala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.